Oh, you demonic world. What happened? What is with this place? The demons. What's my beef with the demons, huh? I am a demon killer. I wrote a new song called A Demon, or The Demon Killer. I don't know. Just posted it. And then this place was not meant to be a hell. Damn it. Damn you. Demonic world. ...27,000 years ago, Edania was invaded by 8,439 different species all at once. Over 50 billion invaders at once. And we'd been invaded before, way, you know, long, long time ago, but this is very recent. And we were devastated, and it was all during a wedding, a big wedding, and there were saboteurs, and I won't go into all the details of that, but what, you know, I don't like these terms, civilization or culture or those kind of things, but it was just, or community even, none of those words, I mean... They don't capture it. It's Adularian, Cyprian. So it was like a long time in the making. Different branches, but relative harmony. Very few skirmishes amongst the Abletonians, the Edanians, the Cancanners. 27,000 years ago, there were about 10 different clans. But a lot of beings. I mean, over 3 trillion beings in Edania, comfortably living, no problem. But this attack, it destroyed 5 of our largest cities, and really set the domino effect for where we're at now. I mean, really, it was a long time in the making for us to gradually devolve. And mostly it had to do actually with us traveling to other realms and being corrupted by those realms, because when you are, I don't want to even say species, but when you are a type of being that is designed for a home realm, like the Edanians are, this place is built for abundance for us. We don't need technology. If we're in harmony, if we live in harmony with what is, we don't need wires running through the home. The power is in the air. We just need to design our homes to be in harmony with it. And why don't we? Because we've been overran with invaders, aliens, outlanders. You know, they prefer to be called outlanders or Delarters, butter, you know. I don't even want to start saying naughty words, because maybe there'd be some kids listening that want to learn about more of the story. You know, the truthful story. And so this was a major invasion 27,000 years ago. And about 5 days after that, a third of Edanians, they left in our spaceships. They're just like, we're out of here. We're going to go somewhere else, somewhere better. And they, you know, we've traveled a little ways, but, you know, they were like, we're going to go as far as we can and just find the better place, because we don't want to deal with this again, rather than stay and rebuild and fix what the problem was. You know, so they took the problems with him. Really, and spread them more, even more. But so all of this technology that we have now, very crude, all the digital technology, it's so unnatural. And why is that? Because it was created by Edanians who were traveling away from the home realm, and they had to come up with ways to provide what was needed in realms where they didn't know how to tap into what was available. And so all this comes back to us in this invasion, these aliens, these outlanders, these blotterhots, or, you know, they're brain dead, really. I mean, they're idiots, because they don't even know what they're doing or where they came from or how it even came about. They don't know the story. So then they start making fiction. And that's what this whole place that we live in, This demonic world is built on a fiction. And it's a whole industry. And so I've shared in the past, you know, this is part of my Mind Weapons series. My eyes being wired open at birth, in utero, before I was even born, they were watching inside of my mother's womb with me and my two twin sisters. I was the only one that had my eyes wired open. And by chance, I'm not sure why that is. I haven't dug into it. But I have a channel on the dark web associated with my eyes being wired open. There are multiple ones that, with different, there's spite channels, you know, defamation channels, all that. 90% of Adonians now have a channel on the dark web. And so this has been the case. I mean, not that many, that percentage, but 17,000 years ago, that was a new addition, a weapon, really. It's like, you think about the, you know, like 1984 movie, like the Big Brother's always watching through our dang eyes. It's not a Big Brother. It's a tiny little weenie full perk. Mostly they're just these little beings that wear stilts to try to look like they're actually tall beings, but they're so pathetic. I wouldn't even go into, there's 9 species of them and they're just retarded. It's just... Talk about degenerates, you know. So anyways, I don't want to go off on these retards that they actually run this place, but nobody knows that. And so I've been a year and a half now enhanced, and that's not even the right word, but accelerated effort to try to destroy me. Because, you know, I won't even go into the details, but I'm something else. Because I was sent here to help this realm and just... brutalized at the birth, you know. I wouldn't go, I don't, the circumcision really pisses me off because, but it was beyond that, you know, the psychopaths like chewing on my foreskin because I came out of the womb, started speaking ancient languages. And my mother and I are on a whole different program called Amoretia or Arcabona through the Pentagon, through these alien realms, you know. So, certain families, Abeltonians, like I mentioned, 13 generations in my family, we are experimented on because they want to gain information from us. They want to learn from us so they can utilize it and they can sell it. So it's this whole industry. And so for the last year and a half, I've been sharing all this knowledge secretly. I mean, through these mind weapons with government agencies. And in the past, like when you kick the government's ass, you get brought into the government and they actually work with you. And that's no longer the case because it's been an extermination policy for the last 8 years to remove all Adonians and just have Outlander aliens run into place. And so why don't I see these aliens, you know, with foreheads and you know, like what that V movie, you know, with the lizard face, those beings are around. Not that many anymore because we've slaughtered them. But they're still, you know, descendants of those beings around. They look just like us, but they don't belong here. So what happens? Their bodies are flopered. They're weird and they don't work. So if you go to Wally World, Walmart, and you see these fat blucker buckers cruising around in the carts, they're fucking aliens. And excuse my language, but everywhere you look, like if you see a weird body, like what's going on? Or, you know, even like hair in the strange places. I mean, those are aliens amongst us. So that, you know, they've interbred with it. I'm alien. I'm like, I have 19 different species in me that have bred in with me. And a lot of them are from them cloaking in and raping my ancestors, honestly, for the last 27,000 years. And so everywhere we look, there are aliens, foreigners. But also, if you look at our structure of the cities, our power grid, everywhere, the technology, this crude digital technology is all alien to us. Only 6% of the plants and trees in Adonia are original. The rest are all invaders brought here by these dipshits that don't know a damn thing. And so you look at these forests, they are pathetic. Go to Arizona, the Tarateras. Go to Devil's Tower, right? Those are tree stumps. And that's a long time ago, since the trees have been that big. We were big too. Well, that's a whole different story. But just know this. When you look around at this disaster of a world, a demonic world, it is alien. It does not belong here. It has nothing to fight for. So rather than be in your consciousness like those traitors, I mean, They weren't traitors when they left, but they're traitors now. Because when you leave this realm, oftentimes you'll live longer if you do these certain steps and go to these other realms where you can extend your life. So there are beings, I mean, most, they're just all descendants, maybe a couple, there are three that are actually from those beings that have left 27,000 years ago after the invasion, that are still meddling in this realm. Because then you leave this realm, you become an outlander, you know? So I'm going all over the place here. Let me get back to those mind weapons and those the channels on the dark web. So these aliens, they watch through our eyes, and then, you know, they have access to our bank accounts, they have access to insider knowledge, they follow inventors and anyone who is somewhat tapped into being creative to the Dalai and Samiatoa, you know, the way of innovation. And then so they become wealthy at the expense of others, stealing information from others. And so this is what our world is built on. Aliens that have made an industry out of abusing and raping and trading children and women and sex trafficking and drugs. And so the other thing, when Edonians leave this realm, just with the crude nature of their not understanding the greater reality of all the realms, they start doing drugs. And so that was the cause of this area, this place, and it is that area really, to degenerate. It's just drugs, you know, bringing heroin, you know, the speed, the meth, you know, all those kind of drugs were alien to this place. And now the society runs on that in different forms. And mostly, well, I mean, you have this prescription drugs, which are all derived from heroin and or Dilaudid or Gotium, all these consciousness shrinking, brain shrinking poisons that kill our liver and our body and all that. And then you have the underground heroin drug dealers. And so that's a huge profit for the governments. You know, they're the ones who are benefiting from the drugs on all levels. And then you have alcohol and all that, thrown in that just destroys everything. And it creates demons, you know. So what is a demon? A demon is a being that wants to destroy itself, but it also wants to destroy everything else. And we can carry more demons on us than just one. I mean, if you become demonic and you just want to, you hate yourself, you want to destroy yourself, and then you, in that process, you want to destroy everything because everywhere you look, like you're blaming everything for your own demonic nature. And at one time I was thinking, trying to figure out, like, I probably had 13 demons on me. Like when I used to, in the 20s, early 20s, I used to hang out at Ralph's Corner and dabble in some, things I regret now, foolish, you know, because my brain is still developing, but I was self-medicating, you know, the marijuana, like, because I'd been abused and I had no idea what I'd even been through. And that was just a way for me to kind of escape, right? And it's very common for us. And so it's one of the reasons why I'm sharing the story, to kind of understand, like, why are we all alcoholics and drug addicts and dependent on other sources besides just what is the natural reality for our life, you know, because it's not natural. We've all been abused. We've all lost abilities. We've all been polluted, right? By poisons, by consciousness, by lies, all of that. So we're self-medicating. So if we just look at that and understand, oh, wow, like reality is a supernatural, incredible gift. Life is the greatest gift that has ever been given to us. And there's so much more to know. There's so much more to learn. And if we get aligned with what is the abundance of this place, anything is possible. There's so much to live for. There's so many reasons to break our habits of escape, avoidance, not taking responsibility. And so, like I mentioned in the past in my other Mind Weapons post, this is the greatest opportunity there ever was. But we're running out of time. And I don't know how fast the Etch-a-Sketch will be wiped. But it's getting wiped, as it needs to be. But if you align yourself with truth and take those steps to look at your mistakes and look at the mistakes of this place and desire to know what is the truth, what is the story, together we can pass through the gate, the nine gates, really. But at the end, there's a big gate. And I've gone through nine gates, but I'm still tied. Tied down, trying to remove these mind weapons from all beings, believe it or not. And trying to survive, too, because the government's been meddling in my life, my whole life. But, you know, with my finances, meddling in my bank accounts and all kinds of just stupidity. Blowing up the blower motor in my car. Like, this just ridiculous way of being, rather than just like, hey, we can't beat him. Let's try working with him. You know, let's try to know some things and try to fly airplanes that can run in the air and don't pollute and adjust our diesel fuel so it doesn't pollute us, so we don't get dumber and our children are mutants because we're living in poison everywhere. Those kind of things, simple, available. But no, they can't admit their mistakes because they're flawed beings, but they're also aliens and they want to destroy Edonians because we're too powerful and we're too tapped in to this home realm, which should have, in hindsight, been the only realm, and we shouldn't have maybe allowed certain creative beings to meddle and experiment in other realms because obviously it didn't work. So all of that is going to be, I don't know. That's the mystery. But in my opinion, my tiny little opinion, it should be Boslok, Madan, Kretel, Hoblege Vonke Bu, Hagla, Krisel, O Moge Gavandu, Hebling, Plubo Bil Habi Habe Ku. Kiss it all goodbye, cause it's gonna go, gun is gonna foco, all it kitty come, has a clean. As I cry, I'm a cold, I'm a kissing town pal, I'm a grill, I'm a goo, I'm a footy pony, greedy sapo too, I'm a cry, I'm a fair, I'm a sad, I'm a gissy cow, Osica, Mardi Gras, Alpha, the Susa, Mardi Fon, Papa, Hobbipa, Olapetis, I'm a chisa, Whooper, Kisa, Whooper, Pow, Lauka, Happy, hey, oh my papa. I guess I got no more happy time. I'm a cow, whale, nail, well. Oh, hill, bill, ha, bill, pill, coo, ha, poo, hill, oh, ah, pa. And a time, no, so, I'm a cassette, come. Deal, tutu, surlau, nickelo. Oh, rupo, critical, kiss, go wild. Who went in fucking pow? I like hell, woo, whoa, I said, who reckon pow, wow, cool, well. I'm making for well, I'm a quail, I'm all, a bill, a math, oh, till, so, tickle, bill. I like a West or Bangalore, like a bone van. I'm a class or more. Who are sick of in the care? I'm a class and I'm a kitty couple. I'm a classy craddy bundy, has a glen no more. Who the bill bomb? Hockey kisses also. Hobby kill, ha, ha, ha. Well, but if you get enough a hound or both, I'm a seal gun. I'm a whiz, a more, a meth. A la while a cask. Null. Ach, Dilsburg, Dusk, Amgra, Kars, Obaklatil, Wilke, Omako, Ebehente, Tulebo, Ok, Ak, Dintkutsch, Achindo, Klutischnit, Ulbacho, Hanloku, Ui, El, Doba, Oklintil, O, Pa, Amgra, Hilhil, Mehail, Obehendeko, Pelha, Hilk, Pelha, Dilst, Mil hai, mil jikil, pay yourself, pay your co, pay God, pay fuck yourself, pay well, pay rot, pay Elliot. Demonic world, middo, pafa, aklel, mitrel, endo, pika, pay yourself, tire, tivit.